It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msCnews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. As in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine is playing host to Culver Stockton. Hello again. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer. He's back in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Good to have you along this afternoon as Culver Stockton, the first game, the girls game at 12 o'clock here. The guys game's coming up after this, but Culver Stockton is a team that has just been absolutely phenomenal this year. Head coach Jeanette Bergen in her ninth season has pushed this team to a 9-1 record. 4-0 in the conference. She's going to be starting this afternoon. Mackenzie Lathrop. She's a 5'4 senior from London, Missouri. Out of Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, to buy the freshman, Neva Beltenner. Aaliyah Ortiz from Tucson, she's a 5'6" senior, and then 2 6-foot players at the base, with Melbourne, Australia native Wender Waterhouse Brennan, and out of Benton, Missouri, it's going to be Katie Webb. For the Lady Ravens, checking in at her 21-year head coach, Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens coming in at 4-5, 2-2 in the conference. They're going to be starting Allie Kramer out of Omaha Central. Josie Weiser from JCN from Verona, Missouri. Twyla Karras Quillo. Jennifer Jacobs, Wichita Capen. And Jeff West, the senior Aaliyah Reigns. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Tip off, ladies game first, and then the guys coming up here on Care.
Burn and Peg. .7 FM, the moment of truth has arrived. We're hanging out at Skyway Vapes.
at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. And you know, Brent, even though we at 93.7 are wrapping things up, y'all aren't going anywhere.
Nope, we are open until 9 o'clock, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and even open on Sunday, 12 to 7.
That's right. When you come in today, you're going to see a nice friendly face from a guy like Michael. We like to give Michael a lot of static here, but he's a really good guy. So come on and see him, and you know, we'll take care of all your vaping needs right here at Skyway Vapes. Right now, though, you know what I want to take care of, Brent? I want to take care of somebody's candy cane cash needs.
All right, let's do it. Let's draw, what is it, five names?
Five names, that's right. So let's reach on in the old box here.
Ooh,
oh, yeah, look at that. Will you hold that flat for me? Thank you so much. All right. Whoa,
oh,
names. Yeah, names are flying all over the place here. Okay. Let's reach on in. What do we have here, Brent?
All right, let's see. Looks like Peggy Stalder.
Yep, Peggy Stalder, number one. Number two, we have
Eugene Wilburn.
All right. Number three, we have Wanda McCarty.
Wanda McCarty.
Three. Number four now, we have
Randy Kane.
Yeah, Randy Kane.
Just seen Randy in Carolyn.
Yeah, just a moment ago. They were some of our last finalists. You never know how this is going to go. Maybe it's the first that gets the pulled, or maybe it's the last, or it's all just a matter of randomness, just like life itself.
Number five.
All
we
right.
got Katrina Sears.
Katrina Sears. So there they are. Katrina Sears, Randy Kane, Wanda McCarty, Eugene Wilburn, and Peggy Stalder. Those are the five finalists going into the running now for the Candy Cane Cash $500 to be given away on the morning of December 19th. So we're wrapping things up. Brent, thanks so much for having us over here at Skyway Vapes.
Not a problem. And like Brian said, you know, we're here till 9 o'clock. We still do gift certificates.
Yes.
So you still have plenty of time to get that vapor in your life, a gift certificate for Christmas, or even maybe a birthday's coming up. I know my wife's birthday is this month, too. So, you know, sometimes. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you get, you know, maybe two presents this year from Skyway Vapes.
That's perfect. Why not buy everybody in your life a Skyway Vapes present?
There you go. We sell gift certificates right here. Michael knows how to get you set up. Come in tomorrow. Come whenever you want. It's any time before Christmas. You can even buy them throughout the year for birthdays, special occasions like that. We sell them all year round, so come in and check that out as well.
And also check out old thick St. Nick standing there in the window.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we are decorated up for the holidays this season. So
come on by and see them. Skyway Vape, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7. We're wrapping things up. See you next time with Hot Country 93.7 FM.
Gymnasium where things are underway. Benedictine finding themselves trailing here early, but we're going to get a jump shot at the top of the key that's going to be waved off and a foul against Benedictine off the basketball. We're already at 7:51 to go in the opening quarter, and Benedictine has jumped out on top 3-0 on an Allie Kramer shot, but 5 points then from Mackenzie Latham for Cover Stockton has pushed the Lady Wildcats back in front, and CSC coming up court with the basketball. Cover will bring it over to the right side. Foul is going to be on, by the way, Twyla Karras-Quillo for Benedictine. Cover with the basketball, up top side with it. And now they're going to turn it over. Seven and a half to go here in the opening quarter. Going to get our first substitution into the game for Cover Stockton and checking in. We'll pick out who it is for CSC here in just a moment when we get that turnover or that substitution. Lady Ravens with the basketball are trailing it by a pair and 5-3. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Now we're going to get another whistle. The Ravens get a no chance at another shot. Don't get a shot away. Going to be a 3-second violation. And Benedictine coming out of the gates a little slowly, a little shakily here in the early going. 7:17 to go in the first. Cover with the basketball leading at 5-3. Again, CSC coming into the game at 9-1, 4-0 in the conference. Back over to the left side with it. It's going to be Latham. She'll skip it over to the free throw line. Back and in, that's going to be Brennan. Backs in. Feeds it to the free throw line. The dish across the floor. It's batted loose. It's on the court. And Culver's going to rescue it out on top. And now it's going to be stolen back by Jacobs. It's just a free-for-all out there. Finally, we're going to get a call. Official's going to call a Cover Stockton foul, and that's got Bruggen all the way up to midcourt. The whistle on Ali Ortiz. Her first, Culver's first foul of the afternoon. 6:53 to go in the opening quarter. 5-3, Culver in front. Neither of these teams playing particularly sharp, crisp basketball in the first 4 minutes. The ball comes into BC, into the forecourt, and Malia Reigns will take it down the right side, working in front of the CSC bench. Feeds it underneath to Jacob. JJ's going to try the shot from underneath, way too far under the basket. Had no situational awareness at the bottom of the backboard. The outlet on the other end is going to be an easy layup for Culver Stockton and Benedictine. After now 7 points by Mackenzie Latham, find themselves down 7-3. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine has not scored since the first minute of the game. Reigns will take it around to the left side, stop above the three-point line, kick it over to the Twyla. She's at the extended free throw line, in the lane now to Jacobs, has to kick it out on top to Kramer. Back it'll go to Twyla. She'll pop from 17 and knock it in. Twyla Karras Quilla will have her first bucket of the ball game. It is now 7-5. Culver, we're at 6 minutes to go in the first. Back up court with the basketball. And newly, you know, that's not newly into the game. Mackenzie Latham, the Culver Stockton numbers are impossible. Just a little FYI. The pass is going to come out on top, and CSC is going to go over and back. Culver Stockton with Latham, and both of the, let me check here for Culver, Ortiz and Ortiz. So you've got Aaliyah Ortiz, the 5'6 senior from Tucson, and Kiana Ortiz, the 5'5 sophomore from Tucson. So both of the Ortiz sisters in the game right now for Culver. Benedictine with the basketball. Reigns will take it to the left side. Left-hand layup is going to be up and good. And BC's come from behind and tied this thing up. Aaliyah Reigns, her first two of the day. 7-7 ball game. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Happy to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas, women's college basketball on CARE Radio. Back over to the right side, backing in, trying to get a shot away. Kennedy Nicholson has come into the game. Nice defense by Kennedy on that position. Over to the right side, driving in, underneath, up and out, no good. Rebound, nope, followed up and in again. Culver Stockton getting the offensive boards, getting the putbacks, and that bucket by... Well, again, we'll just have to wait until they put it up because you just have a hard time seeing those numbers. I suspect that may be on Olivia Hopp, who's come in. Here's a three, Kennedy Nicholson off the rim, twice and good for three. Kennedy Nicholson. And Benedictine is in front for the first time since the opening possession of the game. It is 10-9 BC, 4.5 to go. Opening quarter, and a travel is going to be called on Culver, and it is Olivia Hopp. Out of the court for Benedictine now, Nicholson, Weiser, Harris, Quillo, Jacobs, and Rain. And as soon as I say that, BC is going to make a switch, and this is no longer accurate in the game for BC. We're going to get Kiana Herrera. So Herrera, Jacobs, Riley Wade, Josie Weiser, and Kennedy Nicholson. There's your Benedictine five. That's current and fresh. Down the left side with it is jump shot, 16-footer, straight away for the free throw line. Just above it is not going to be any good for Herrera. Back up with it will come Culver Stockton. 10-9 Benedictine, 4:14 to go in the first. Down the right side, coast to coast, and there's a shot. It's blocked away, and we're going to get a foul on Jacobs. Officials telling the coach to sit down so that we can see. The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It'll be her first. Benedictine, team foul two of the opening quarter. So team fouls are even at two apiece. Kyra Misuraka will check into the game. Now for Benedictine, taking Jacobs out. The free throws up and good. One more coming up here. Hitting that shot, Naya Taylor. Culver uses a lot of players. Einet, second one up, and it is good. So Taylor will hit them both. Some teams are better at hitting free throws than others, and Culver Stockton is a good one with 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. They're back in front of Benedictine, 11-10. The ball's going to be batted away. Culver coming up with the ball. One-on-two break down the floor, and they're going to call her for palming it. So Culver Stockton will turn it back over as it is going to be Navaya Bell Kenner with the turnover. Here comes Benedictine. Wildcats leading the Lady Ravens by one at 11-10 here in the opening quarter. 3:45 to go in the first. Top side with the basketball, and we're going to get a travel whistled on Benedictine. To say these two teams are not playing well would be very fair and maybe even an understatement, as they're just struggling. 3:45 to go. So many turnovers already here today. Benedictine has turned it over four times. Culver's turned it over five times, and that is in the first 6.5 minutes of the game. Almost a turnover a minute for these two teams, and now we're going to get another foul. This one on. So for the Lady Ravens, the foul is going to be on, I think it's on Herrera. No, foul is going to be on Riley Wade. Foul is going to be on Riley. It'll be her first, Benedictine team foul three. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter, 11-10. Culver Stockton in front, 13 on the shot clock. CSC starts to the right side, drives to the left, cuts into the lane, no room. Back off on top, shot clock's at 8. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. And as Miss Iraka ties it up, starts to pull it away, she's going to be tied up by two Culver Stockton players, led by Whitner Brennan. And the jump ball comes back to Culver. Shot clock at 4 seconds. 3:19 to play here in the opening quarter. Joseph, I'm hearing a bit of a buzz. I'll let you let me know if that is from my end or if I'm just hearing something out in the ether somewhere. Culver tries to bring it in, and it's going to roll around the floor, take the right off of it. It's loose. And the Rams are going to pick it up. Now they're going to take it out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine. Sloppy play again by Culver Stockton. So for Culver, it is now 6 turnovers in the first less than 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes. Benedictine with it. Keanu Herrera, right side Wade, into the corner, Josie. Off the right block, cutting into the middle. We're going to get a foul as Mr. Rocca tries to make a move into the middle, and Culver Stockton is going to be called for a foul. And in all fairness, we've got one official doing all the officiating so far in this ballgame. That call's got to be on Katie Webb. And Benedictine is going to bring Aaliyah Raines back into the game and take Josie Weiser out. I'm not sure Josie's touched the ball yet today. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens will bring it into their offensive end. It comes in. The three by Riley Wade, very short. And the long rebound after the three-point line cleared away by Culver Stockton. Wildcats up the floor with it, leading up by one. 2:50 to go in the first. Squaring up, uncontested three, off the mark. Herrera with the rebound. Benedictine coming up the court. Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson, Eisenhower High School product out of Goddard, Kansas, brings it up the floor. Here's a jump shot from 14. It's going to be wide to the right side by Raines, picking it up, Culver Stockton, and they're going to come back the other way. Right now, Benedictine is 4-11 from the floor. Back over to the right side with it. CSC looking in, trying to play off the screen. Raymond defense doing a nice job denying that inside shot. The shot is up. It's missing. And an offensive rebound to the right side of the lane. Can't get a shot away. Shot clock's at 2. Shot clock's at 1. They are not going to get it away. Jeanette thought that clock should have been reset. And the official said it did not hit the rim underneath. And Benedictine will take Herrera out of the game and bring Twyla Carrasquillo back in. Also coming out is going to be Riley Wade. We're going to get back into the game for Benedictine, Allie Kramer. Lady Ravens coming up court with the basketball. They'll feed it. Mr. Rockham with her back to the rim, standing at the free throw line, goes right side. Kennedy Nicholson just pulls her way into the middle for 2. Kennedy has 5, and Benedictine back in front now at 12-11, and we've got a minute 36 to go in the first. Culver around to the right side, looking in, comes back off on top. They'll swing it left. Culver still on offense, trying to drive in. Ladies Ravens into player D. Here's a shot for 3. Off the rim, rebound. Pulled down by Twyla, who gets tripped by Miss Rocca. Twyla lucky to maintain possession of the basketball as two Lady Ravens collide down under the rim. The feed to the right side. Kennedy, another 3. Got it! Kennedy Nicholson, red hot. It's 15-11, Benedictine, and we're at the one-minute mark of the opening quarter. Nicholson has 8 of Benedictine's 15. CSC with the top side. It's going to be Ortiz. And that is Aaliyah Ortiz. Out on top, it's going to be to Waterhouse. She'll take it to the left side. Drops the shoulder, goes in. And we got a block, we got a charge. We're going to have the player control foul on Culver Stockton. That was a nice call down to the baseline. And a great job by Nicholson to stand in and draw that foul. It is going to be on Culver's Brennan and will be her first foul of the game. 14 fouls by Culver Stockton. We're at 35 seconds left in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball and owning a 4-point lead. Ball comes out on top. Back to the back door. The layup is up and good. Another bucket, Kennedy Nicholson. 17-11. 20 seconds left. Final possession probably here of the opening quarter will belong to Culver Stockton. CSC with it up top side. Latham with it. Kicks it over to Ortiz. She'll dish it over to the right side. Driving down to the baseline. In some traffic. Spinning. Turning. Left hand shot is going to be up and good. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. As that bucket is in by Avery Edding. We got a timeout on the floor. The first quarter of the ladies' game is in the book. We'll be back to score. Benedictine, 17. Culver Stockton, 13.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
We're back here in Atchison, Kansas, set to go to the second quarter of the ladies' game, and Benedictine has come from behind in this one, and they have taken a 17-13 lead here after one. Recap of the scoring for you for Culver Stockton. Pace it away has been Mackenzie Lathrum, 7 points. Taylor, Kopp, and Avery Edding, each with 2 for Benedictine. What an opening quarter. As Kennedy Nicholson came in off the bench. She has 10. 3 for Allie Kramer. Twyla Cares, Grillo, and Ellie Arane, each with 2. Benedictine will have the ball in play to begin the second quarter. They'll bring it in midcourt from the far side, and we're underway here in the second. Culver really challenging on the inbound play, but the Lady Ravens able to get it in. You've got Nicholson, Kramer, Carrasquillo, Jacobs, and Raines in the game for Benedictine to begin the second quarter. And Raines gets knocked to the floor. The ball gets away. Culver's going to pick it up. Again, Culver Stockton, 9-1 on the season, 4-0 in this young Heart of America Athletic Conference campaign. Skip pass over to the right side, fading away. 13-footers off the rim, 2 times, no good. We're about to get down Jacobs and Benedictine into the forecourt at 9:20 to play in the half. Kramer drives down, dumps it over to the left side where the long 2 is set sail and missed by Raines. Rebounding it back down, CSC. Freddie Wildcats walking it up the floor into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Edding. Avery Edding swings it over to the right side. Skip pass outside the right block. And the pass out on top, anticipated and stolen. Here comes Allie Kramer. Little backdoor pass. The dish over, the jump shot, good. Benedictine up now 19-13. 8:45 to play. First half. Nice steal by Allie Kramer. You could see she was just laying back. Jumped the route, if you will. Here's a jump shot from the outside. It's good for 3. For Culver Stockton. Mackenzie Latham reaches double-figure scoring and continues to lead her team. Ravens' lead is trimmed to 3. Jennifer Jacobs tries to go up with a shot. It is rejected. They push the ball back, push her back, and come up with the basketball. Culver into the forecourt. Back around to the left side with it is going to be Latham. Again, she's been the one with the hot hand. Comes off on top, Ortiz. Back to the left side. It's going to be Deal. She'll hit the three and tie the game. Megan Deal knots it at 19, and we've got a Benedictine T.O. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down at 7:58 to go in the half. Lady Ravens, Lady Wildcats, we're even at 19.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Atchison, Kansas, as Benedictine and Comer Stockton in the women's game. We are tied at 19. Joseph of the studio, producing and engineering all of this business. Tom Counts will be here, and Benedictine coming out of the timeout will be putting the ball in play deep in the backcourt against the full court pressure, and they'll break the press on the outlet pass. In front of the scorer's table, Kennedy Nicholson, skip pass over to the right side. Jacobs will hold it up high above her head, back over to the left side to Kennedy, who thought about the three. Comer in a little player defense. In the middle it goes to Jacobs, back over to the right side. Josie's back in the game. She'll launch a three that's wide to the right side. Nicholson saving the ball with a rebound deep in the corner. BC will restructure the offense and bring it back out on top. 7.5 to go in the opening half. The lob in the lane. Back over to the right side. Reigns the cutter in, up. Got it. Nice little hand fake by Aaliyah Reigns. Shook her defender. And Reigns has her fourth point of the game, putting Benedictine back in front again by one. 7-11 to go in the half. Benedictine up 21-19. Culver will dump it over to the right side. Looking into the middle is going to be Lathrum. No room for her there. Brings it back out to the right wing. BC also stays in a player defense. And on the drive into the middle, probably going to have a foul on Kennedy. For Nicholson, it'll be foul number one. For Benedictine, it'll be foul number one here in the second quarter. Culver will put it in play at the far side, right around the 28-foot mark, and they'll reset the shot clock to 20. Now Benedictine quickly run into the bench, and once again, we are going to see Kiana Herrera come back in. Herrera back into the ball game for Benedictine and head coach Chad Folsom. Culver around to the left side. No room there. Brings that out on top. A little bit of a head fake by Latham. Doesn't take the three, but on the right side, the three is going to go up, and it is knocked in by Olivia Hopp. She's got five, but Culver's in front. It is 22-21. CSC, we're down to 6.5 and rolling here in the opening half. The feed underneath in the hands of Jacobs. It'll be slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds into the Benedictine hip band down there. Waterhouse Brennan's claims that it was not off her. The officials said it was, and Lady Ravens will put it in play. And BC trying to put it into Jacobs in a lot of traffic. The ball is batted free. Stolen away by Culver Stockton. BC a little high risk on that inbound play, and it doesn't pan out for them. The drive into the lane opens it up on the outside. The kick back and the uncontested three is up and good. And off that three-point shot by Ortiz. And we're seeing threes rain in from all over the place for Culver Stockton. Benedictine finds itself down by four, 25-21. 6 minutes left, opening half. And here's a Josie Weiser pass. It was just a rocket. Jennifer Jacobs did not get a hand on it. Don't know if she didn't see it coming, if she didn't react quickly enough, if the ball was not where she expected it. Whatever it was, she didn't get it. Culver does. CSC with the basketball, and up the floor is going to be Navaya Bell-Kinner. Wildcats push the ball out on top, leading at 25-21. Top of the key, and Culver's really shooting well and putting the ball up a lot from the perimeter, hitting those outside shots. Culver's 5 of 7. How about that? 5 of 7. That's 72% from the outside. And now, as they square up for a shot, a travel gets called, and Benedictine is going to have it back in play. 5 of 7 from the outside. Can you fathom that? Benedictine is 3 of 5. That's 60%, and that's pretty good. Both teams shooting pretty well from the floor. Ravens hitting half of their shots. Cobra hitting 60% of theirs. Here's a little backdoor shot. The pass is in, and the bucket is good by Benedictine. Jennifer Jacobs will have her 4th point of the game. All of them have come here in the second quarter. BC back within a pair. The runner on the other end is up no good. Battle for the rebound, won by Culver. It's 25-23. Here's a 3 from the top. Knocking it down. Olivia Hopp. That's back-to-back threes for Olivia. 28-23. Now the Lady Ravens find themselves down 5. We go inside 5 to play in the half. Down the left side, Herrera. Puts a shot up. It's way too hard and well off the bucket. Rebounding it down is Culver Stockton. Culver Stockton is out. Rebounded Benedictine 11-6 so far in this game. And the scoreboard reflects that. Combine that with the good shooting, and Culver's going to be a hard team to beat. And now two Ravens converge to try to stop the drive into the lane by Bell Tenner. And the foul is going to be called. So for Benedictine, the foul by Josie Weiser will be her first. Ravens still out on the floor with Herrera, Reigns, Jacobs, Weiser, and Kramer. Culver with the fresh 20 on the shot clock and 4.5 to go in the half. Has the ball, leading it by 5. Deep in the right corner. And they're going to save the little bucket step deep in the corner. It's going to result in a turnover. And Avery Edding will be guilty of that. Benedictine back up the floor. Reigns to Kramer. Kramer, Weiser, Reigns, Herrera, Masiraka. Out there for BC now. Cross-court pass slapped away by Odding. It'll come back in again to BC from the far side. Shot clock's at 16. 28-23. Looking to bring it in. Comes in out on top. Back over to the right side. Ravens in the corner. Here's Weiser. Baseline 3. Won't go. Rebound underneath and trying to follow shot. Kramer's going to be fouled. We'll get a call from the official here in a second, I guess, when he's going to come over. Foul is going to be on Avery Edding. It'll be her first foul. And at the free throw line. Up and good, Allie Kramer. Point number 4 today. Benedictine is back to within 4 with 4:02 to go. Opening half. One more shot. Short and rolls off the side. No good. Rebound tipped around. Cover's going to come up with a basketball. Benedictine down by 4. And back on defense. Inside 4 to go in the half. A swing pass over to the left side by Culver. Going to be over there to Waterhouse. She'll feed back door to the block. A nice spin move. And then the ball is going to be rejected by Masiraka. Her outlet pass. And Allie Kramer races down the floor. Look away. Pass. Set shot 3. Way off the mark. Rebound again. Masiraka. And we're going to have a foul. On the rebound, Kyra will pick up that personal. It's going to be her first foul this afternoon. But again, Culver Stockton will come up court for the basketball. They lead to the ball game by 4. And walking it up the court with 3.5 to go in the half. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. An anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off for the men's game. Topside with it is going to be Deal. As Culver Stockton is on offense. They'll swing it around to the left side to Waterhouse. Back off on top it comes Bell Tenner. Shot clock's at 8. You can hear him counting it down, maybe in the back. Skip pass over to the right block, and the easy layup is not going to fall. Rebound, Kyra. Fisheraka coming out with the basketball, and Allie Kramer up the floor. As we go inside, 3 minutes of play in the first half. 28-24, Culver Stockton in front. Kramer passes into the middle. Herrera takes it, hook shot, and it'll roll in. Good roll for Kiana Herrera, who collects her first points today. Benedictine is back to within 2. Just over 2.5 to play. Opening half now is Culver. Back over to the right side. Avery Edding. dumps it over. Deal has it. Comes back around to the left side. Tenner, here's a shot from the outside for three. No, and the rebound is off the floor to Culver Stockton. Backing into the lane, changing hands, and the ball's going to be stripped away, taken away by Josie. Weiser cut up court looking for her first point of the day. Down the right side with it. Josie will feed in the middle of Kyra, whose shot is way short. Rebound tipped out on top. Kennedy Nicholson will save it. Nicholson comes out on top. Herrera, right side. Kramer, who will turn around and look at Coach Colson, getting a play. Here's a three for Weiser. That one won't go. Rebound Culver Stockton. Josie struggling here early, 0 for 4 here in the first half. And as the ball gets up to midcourt, we're going to get a timeout. Culver Stockton taking a break. Joseph, let's do it. With only a minute 51 to go in the half of the ladies' game, timeout of the court. It is Culver Stockton 28, Benedictine 26.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the Culver Stockton timeout, the Wildcats are going to put the ball in play from just in the backcourt. They'll bring it up the floor. It's leading by two. Long pass will go over to the left side. Teal will take it back over to the right to Bell Jenner. They'll dump it down to the baseline. The shot there for three. High arcing, but no good. And Karis Pillow comes up with a rebound and then tries to throw it to Riley Wade, but it'll be intercepted by Culver and then lost out of bounds. Ravens are going to ultimately get it back anyway. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Nicholson, Karis Quillo, Wade, Reigns, Mr. Rocca are the Benedictine Five. Cross court it goes. Reigns, back it comes to Kennedy. Kennedy started the game red hot and has not been in for a while. Here's a feed over to the left side. Wade, Mr. Rocca, her pass batted out of her hands to Kyra. Just not moving quickly enough. The defender slaps the ball away, and Culver Stockton, the quicker team out there right now, with a minute to go in the opening quarter, with the ball leading by a pair. Waterhouse Brin will have it on top, dumped it over to Ortiz, back out to the point. Now it'll go. Latham, she has quit scoring in the game, and her pass is batted away, but saved by Culver. Baseline jump shot rims around and in. Culver Stockton able to knock that one down and push their lead back again to 30-26, Megan Deal has five. 35 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock's at 18. Miss Uraka has it at the free throw line. Tries to go between three players, and again, she's going to just turn it over. Those fast players just steal the ball. Anytime a post tries to dribble through the lane, it's probably not going to be a real successful venture. 16 seconds to go, 15. Shot clock's off. Culver's going to go into the locker room with the lead. Question is by how many? Right now, up four. Here's a three-point shot blocked by Reigns, and then she got fouled. Foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Lathram. And that, again, has got the Culver bench a little irate. Miss Uraka taken out of the game. Jacobs is going to come back in. 5.9 to go in the half. Benedictine down four. They're going to have to go the length of the court to get this shot away. It'll come into range. She's up the floor. Trapped in the backcourt. Throws it away. So Benedictine, poor communication out on the floor, and they're struggling here in the opening half. Trailing by four. Culver will have a second and a half to get the ball in and get a shot away. They will lob it to the right, put it on the court once. The half-court launch is looking good. It's off the rim, and we go to halftime. We'll be back here in the Nolan to kind of look over that first half of play as we go to intermission. It's the Lady Wildcats of Culver Stockton 30, Benedictine 26.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, Whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Out of the court, warming up, getting ready to go for their game coming up around 2 o'clock here this afternoon. But right now, we're going to be looking at how the first half of the ladies' game transpired. And for Benedictine, didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Cooper Stockton was red hot early. They've come back down to earth a little bit. Cooper Stockton hitting 6 of 12 from 3, 11 of 24 from the floor, where Benedictine 3 of 8 from 3, hitting 37% from the outside and 44% from the floor. Rebounding advantage belongs to Cooper Stockton, 15-12. And the Lady Wildcats led in scoring by Mackenzie Latham. 10 points to pace her team, following her, Olivia Hopp, with 8. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson had 10. Thank you. Had 10 in the opening quarter. Did not score in the second. Still leads her team with 10. It falls dramatically then to Allie Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Raines with 4 apiece, 2 apiece. Twyla Karis Quillo and Kiana Herrera. Cover, again, we talk about a very, very good team coming in at 9-1 and 4-0 in the conference, but Benedictine stay right with them. And trailing only by 4 here at halftime. They have been in the first half down by as many as 5. And on the inverse of that, they have led by as many as 4. Oh, excuse me. They have been up by as many as 6. They were up by a 17-11 mark late in the opening quarter. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. And the guys' team's warming up. Men's game at 2 right now, though. We're going to have a bit of an intermission. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live here on K-Radio. And with that halftime score, Cooper Stockton 30, Benedictine 26. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, he's been waiting to share this great halftime with you.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It looks like we're going to have a busy week here at the Kerr Country Sports Studio. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got Atchison High versus Harmon with the girls' game set for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court about 8. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball as they are at Park. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should tip sometime right around 7:30. Thursday, we have JCN versus Troy. A 6 o'clock tip is scheduled for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Friday brings us back to high school basketball again as we've got a game at Valley at Donovan West. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday has Benedictine basketball once again as they are at Clark. It's a high noon tip again.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got three games in action right now in women's basketball. It is Peru State and Baker coming up to the half with 50 seconds left. Peru State is leading 36-27. With 3 minutes and 33 seconds left in the Mount Mercy Evangel second quarter, there is 28 points on the board for Mount Mercy. Evangel is sitting at 26. And at this game, where we've reached halftime, Culver Stockton is leading Benedictine by 4 points at 30-26. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 46. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow 47. Chance for scattered rain showers, Monday and Tuesday, 50. Monday, 56. Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 41 degrees and cloudy in Atchison. We have a, it feels like, temperature of 35 degrees. The wind is out of the west at about 9 miles per hour. The relative humidity is up there at 80%. The dew point is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure is falling at 30.17 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in about a minute and a half.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, then Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Gymnasium. Band striking up a lively tune in the background, and the ladies teams have returned to the court, warming up, getting prepared for the second half of their game. So we get the men's game coming up here on K-Radio at about 2 o'clock. So stay with us for that second half of our doubleheader. Looking down the score sheet from the opening half, the official box score, we mentioned it briefly at the onset of the half, as Cobra Johnson her shot, 11 of 24, 45.8% from the floor. Benedictine, 11 of 25, 44%, pretty close. 3 points, a little bit of the difference. Cobra has cooled down. They're down to 50% now on 6 of 12 shooting. Benedictine, 3 of 8 from the outside, 37%. And at the free throw line, Cobra's 2 of 2, Benedictine is 1 of 2. We mentioned 10 points for Mackenzie Lathrum for CSC, who leads the team in points. 8 in the first half for Olivia Hoff, who's 3 of 4 from the floor, including 2 of 2 three-point shooting. So she's been outstanding in the opening half. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson has not missed a shot in this game with 10 points, 4 of 4 from the floor, 2 of 2 from three-point land. But it drops so quickly for the Ravens from that 10 to no one else with more than 4. Lady Ravens looking to lean on Josie Weiser a little bit. Josie trying to find the range right now at halftime. 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 3 points shooting in the ballgame with one foul and one assist and one turnover in 13 minutes. In the middle, Benedictine has not had the help they need with Kyra. Kyra Misuraca is 0 for 1, having taken only one shot in 8 minutes. Kiana Herrera, 1 of 4 in 8 minutes of play out on the floor. So for Benedict and not getting much from the middle. All right, the Lady Ravens are set to come out of the court, and it looks like it is going to be the original five with Allie Kramer, Josie Weiser, Twyla Cares Kello, Jennifer Jacobs, and Leah Raines. For Culver Stockton, we're going to have Mackenzie Lathrum, Navaya Beltinner, Aaliyah Ortiz, White Whitner, Waterhouse Brennan, and Katie Webb. Katie Webb, their starting five, oddly enough, only 5 minutes in the game, has not taken a shot. Neither has, in 12 minutes of play, Whitner, Waterhouse, Brennan. So all of the points for Culver coming from the outside is they're 4 and 5. Not a shot taken in the game. So you can see where they're looking to score their points. Lathrum again with 10 points, 4 of 5 from the floor, 2 of 3 from three-point land. Alternate position, but aboard the basketball to Culver Stockton. We're underway here in the second half. CSC with a basketball. They'll work it around to the right side, going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. They're looking off outside, around the edge. Looking in. It's going to be Lathrum. Nothing there. Backing away. Shot clock's at 6. Shot clock's at 4. The drive left shot blocked by Jacob. Outlet Benedictine. Here's Josie. One-on-one. Slows down and got the good roll to get it to go in. And Josie Weiser's got her first point in the game. 30-28. Culver Stockton, 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Culver will jump it over to the right side. It's going to be Brennan with it. No room in the middle. She'll bring it back off on top. BC, how about this? A little zone defense? Maybe. Just match up is all. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane. Little one-handed runners up and off the mark right at their shot clock buzzer. And you see Culver Stockton is looking to slow this down. Now Allie Kramer's going to go coast-to-coast speed underneath. Twyla for two off the assist by Allie Kramer. And Benedictine looking to score quickly. Gets it down the floor and puts it in on transition. We are tied at 30. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Culver will take the basketball and standing with it at the top of the key, but inside the three-point arc, driving down to the baseline where the running shot is going to be up and missing. Brennan has a point-blank layup. Couldn't get it to ball. Here's Josie down the court. Her right-handed shot is way short. Barely hits the backboard, and it skips right back down. Culver back up the floor. 8 minutes to go in the third. CSC backs way into the center circle. 17 on the shot clock. Again, they've been running the shot clock in the second half all the way down to low single digits. So they've done at least on the first two possessions. They'll go to the right side of Lathrum. She'll pull up, put the three on its way, and knock down another one. Well, I tell you what, Mackenzie Lathrum has been the deal for Culver here today. Making it 33-30 Lady Wildcats. Down to 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Lathrum averages almost 15 a game. One of three Culver Stockton players with double-figure scoring averages. We're going to get a foul by Benedict, and Jennifer Jacobs will have her second foul today. First foul of the third quarter by either team. Culver Stockton with that three-point lead is going to come back up, and Josie Weiser again is going to come back off the floor for Benedictine. Bradley Wade, Kennedy Nicholson out there for Benedictine, along with Jacobs and Raines, and here's a shot for the baseline. Karis Quill shot is up and no good again. Culver unable to capitalize on the bunnies, but hitting from the outside in this game. Left side is Twyla. Kicks it off underneath. The layup Raines. Twyla with the assist. And Aaliyah Raines knocks it down. Raines has a half a dozen. And Benedictine is back within one at 33-32. Inside 7 to go in the third quarter. Culver with the ball. Top of the key. Thinking about the long three. Was late. Then pulls it back down. The lob down inside the block. Drop it a shoulder. Batted away. Karis Quillo going to come up with the steal. And then Culver in an effort to get it back. Katie Webb. She'll have her second foul today. And for Culver, it'll be foul number one in the third quarter. 33-32, Culver Stockton in front. Lila out of the game now, and Benedictin will rotate in Herrera. So Keanu will take probably the four spot. Jacobs will slide over to the five. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Benedictin with the basketball, turning it by one. Here's Kennedy with it on the right side. The defense quickly doubles her up as she was hot early. Left side, Riley Wade. They'll let her shoot. It's online, but short. Rebounding it down is Jacobs, who lost it, saved it, and got fouled. Jacobs came down with a rebound. It looked like she had let it get away, but it's because she got pushed. Foul is going to be on Megan Deal. It'll be one for Megan, team foul two. Here's Kennedy for the baseline. That three is going to be up and short. And on the rebound, a foul by Benedictin, and J.J. will pick up her. Is that her third already? So Jennifer Jacobs picking up a big foul right there. And I'm surprised she's still on the floor. I'm sure she won't be for very long as I see Kyra Misuraca running to the scorer's table. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Scoring has really subsided here in the third. 33-32. Culver with the one-point lead. Long cross-court pass is rescued, and now the pass out on top is going to be coming over and back, and Benedictin will have it in play at midcourt. 5:48 to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Ravens are going to have another opportunity to retake the lead. So Jacobs is out for Misuraca, and for Culver Stockton, Avery Edding will come into the game for Aaliyah Ortiz. Here's Benedictin and Kennedy Nicholson. Out on top, the range over to the left side. It goes back out on top. Kennedy, it's a three. Not going to fall. And on the rebound, it's going to be lost out of play. They're going to say it's off Riley Wade. So Benedictin, unable to capitalize on the opportunity. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Wildcats continue to cling to this one-point advantage. So jump it over to the right side. Mackenzie Latham looks underneath, finds no room there, dishes it way into the corner now to Webb. They'll work around to the left side, 15 on the shot clock. Culver down the left side, then there's a travel. That was good defense by Herrera. Kiana Herrera has not really scored a ton of points, 2 points in 9 minutes on the floor, but she's had excellent defense. Ravens back up court with it, and again, a chance to retake a lead. Herrera at left side, Wade for three, short, online but short, and Riley posts under own rebound, feeds underneath, Herrera goes up and missed it and got fouled. That was just a good hustle trip down court for the Lady Ravens. Foul is going to be on Megan Deal. It'll be her second foul. Culver Stockton, three third quarter team fouls. Herrera coming to the free throw line for Benedictin. The first one rattles around and it's good. 3 points for Kiana Herrera. Kiana at the free throw line is a pretty good shooter. Ran at 84%. And as I say that, the second free throw does not go in. And the rebound is going to be batted away and taken down by Culver Stockton. But the game is tied even at 33. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Here's one that could belong to anyone. Benedictin 4-5 on the season, 2-2 in the conference. Culver 9-1 on the season and 4-0. Here's a three, up and good again for Culver Stockton. This one is the third three and the 11th point of the afternoon for Olivia Hopp. 36-33. Lady Ravens again trailing it by three. About midway here, a little over midway through the third quarter, 4:20 to go, and the Ravens cross-court pass is stolen. And now it's going to be up-court penalty batted out of bounds by Reigns. And the official, it's a baseline, made the wrong call. Her teammate came down to help her correct that. It is going to be Culver Stockton basketball. 4:14 to go in the third. 36-33, CSC in front. Down to the baseline. They'll get it brought in. Josie's back in the game. Got a hand on that inbound pass, but unable to rescue it. Culver will recover the ball. Wildcats have it up top side. The drive down the left side of the lane. The dish into the corner. The set shot for three. Rims out. No good. Rebound Benedictin. Kramer coming up with the basketball, and here comes BC. Alley into the forecourt, weaves it over to the right side. Kennedy Nicholson up on top, drives right, goes in, goes up, can't get it. Mr. Rocker rebounds, and we've got a whistle, and we'll see what they do as you're enjoying. We hope so. Don't we, Joseph? Enjoying Benedictine basketball here on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Substitutions entering the ballgame for Culver Stockton include the return of Katie Webb. And into the game for the first time today, it's going to be Malia Carmack. We have not seen Malia out there today. She's a 5'6 freshman from Glasgow, Missouri. 36-34, Culver in front. Benedictine has the basketball, 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Right side, Josie. Weiser starts into the baseline, goes all the way across underneath, and her little reverse layup is way off the mark. Kind of slipping and falling to the floor. Didn't have anything on it. Back up and it will come Culver Stockton. They'll take it the other end and shoot. Miss. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds, but a foul by Culver. On the look for the board is going to be another one. A third foul on Katie Webb. And you've seen some important players for Culver Stockton starting to add up fouls. That is going to be team foul 5, and we will walk to the other end of the court where Kyra Misuraca will come to the line for Benedictine. Kyra is not a good free throw shooter. Let's just be very candid. She has not hit a free throw this year. But there's only one way to go from there, right? He's coming up here. The 6'3 player from Oklahoma. That one doesn't go in either. Kyra looking for her first point of the afternoon. Her Lady Raven team trails by 3. She'll eye this one. Looks good. Not going to go in. Rebound. And as Culver comes down with it, Kiana Herrera comes over the top and over the back and picks up her first foul. Benedictine's third here in the third quarter. And now Herrera comes out of the game. Culver Stockton is going to switch around and bring Olivia Hopp back in. We'll just reset that Benedictine 5 out there. I've got Allie Kramer and Kennedy Nicholson, Twyla Carasquillo, got Josie Weiser out there, and Kyra Misuraca. Those are the Benedictine 5 as we're just over 3 to go in the third quarter. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's up no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. Allie races up the far side, a little behind the back, dribble crosses over, dumps it over to the left. Josie alone. Is she going to get that one? Won't go. Rebound Kyra. Puts it home. Misuraca for 2. 36-35. Ravens trail by 1. 2:40 to go in this very low-scoring third quarter. Now the up-court pass is on the floor. Ravens are trying to steal it away, but Culver will rescue it. The uncontested 3 here. Nope. Rebound underneath Twyla. BC will outlet it. Here's Josie. Goes in off the left side. Gets it! And the free throw, Josie Weiser. So Josie's got to feel good about getting that one to fall and coming to the free throw line. We're going to get a free throw, I think, by Jeanette here in a second. At the free throw line is Josie looking to complete the conventional 3. She does. We're not going to go for that timeout. And Benedictine has gone in front. 38-36, 2:25 to go here in the third in Atchison, Kansas. Women's College Basketball on Care Radio. Glad to have you along with us here today. Benedictine women in Culver Stockton here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The guys' game coming up in a little while. A 2 o'clock tip for that one. Culver around to the right side, 5 on the shot clock, driving in, 4 on the shot clock. It's put on its way with 3 and a foul called. Going to be on Josie Weiser. Got Josie for a pair of personal fouls now. Benedictine with 4 fouls in this third quarter. And Culver Stockton coming again to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Mackenzie Latham. She has been so good today. And at the free throw line, she's only 21 of 25 this year. So got to work on that. Shooting toward the band. She just drains it. Makes it look that easy. Mackenzie Latham, 14 points now. She averages 14.7. And that one is also good. She's at 15. We're going to get a timeout. Yes, we are. Taking a timeout with CSC. Joseph, there are 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game, where it is Benedictine 38, Culver Stockton 38.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. We're coming out of the timeout. Benedictine will be putting the ball in play. Culver Stockton's going to apply some full court pressure now. Ravens are going to get inbounds, having a little problem getting it across midcourt. Kramer will take it across with a little dribble, kick it out on top to Twyla, over to the left side to Kennedy, and now BC will run its offense. 17 on the shot clock at a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Harris Quittle between the circles, goes right side, Josie into the corner. Kennedy launches the three, does not drop it. After being red hot early in the game, Kennedy has come up short on three consecutive shots. Here's a feed to the left side, bit of a head fake, and a shot up and a Raven foul, Mr. Rocca. No, they're not going to give it to Ms. Rocca. They're going to give it to Twyla. The two of them had kind of enveloped the shooter. And Katie Webb will come to the free throw line looking for her first point of the game. Katie is an 85% free throw shooter, but the first one will go astray. Minute 32 to go in the third quarter. Still tied at 38. One more shot for Katie out of Benton, Missouri, a 6-foot sophomore. This one, she puts a little more on it, a little too much, and misses both free throws. Coming up with the basketball, Kennedy Nicholson, and into the forecourt with it, she will come. Takes it down the left side and swings it over to Josie in front of the Benedictine bench. Josie will knife into the lane, dumps it over to Kyra, who has it batted out of her hands and out of bounds. And they will say Missy Rocca touched it last in the Ravens, turning it over, a wasted opportunity. Josie back out of the game, and Aaliyah Raines is in. So now we've got Karis Quillo, Weiser, Kramer, Nicholson, and Raines for Benedictine. Minute to go in the third quarter. Here's Culver around to the left side. All tied at 38. Culver drives it toward the lane. Defense there to cut him off. Brings it back off on top. That's going to be Latham with the ball. Comes it over to the right. Back out on top to Latham. Shot clock sits 5. The ball batted away by Kyra. Picked up Benedictine. Here comes Kramer. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and stolen back by Culver. Baseball pass to the other end. All alone. Easy layup is going to be missed. Rebound. Culver. And Ravens come up with it. Now Kyra gets shoved to the floor. Here comes BC. Half a minute to go with the third. Out on top of the tally, Kramer. That's what I like, to full contact basketball. 29 seconds ago. Ravens over to the right side. Deep in the corner it goes. It's going to be trapped down there. Ravens get it out on top. Kennedy into the lane. Changes hands. Behind her head layup. Kennedy Nicholson for two. It's 40-38, Benedictine. 12 seconds left for Culver to get off the final shot of the third quarter. Up they're going to come, Kiana Ortiz. One of the Ortiz sisters, the younger one, comes down, drops a shoulder, and Aaliyah Raines got a shoulder right in the left eye. She's going to be called for a foul. Comes up holding her eye. That's going to be a shiner in the morning. Coming to the free throw line. Culver Stockton for two. There are 2 seconds left in this quarter. Coming to the free throw line is Aaliyah Ortiz. Aaliyah looks it over, and her free throw not going to go in. Aaliyah Ortiz, a 76.6% free throw shooter. Misses the first one. She's got 3 points on a 3-point shot back in the second quarter. Second free throw misses. Ravens rebounded down, and the quarter will end with that. Fourth quarter coming up should be a good one. We'll be back to score here in Atchison, Kansas after 3 Benedictine's Lady Ravens 40, Cover Stockton 38.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in the NOLA Gymnasium, where the third quarter was a good one for the Lady Ravens, who outscored Comer Stockton 14-8 in the third. Benedictine led in scoring by Kennedy Nicholson, who is now at a dozen. It's still the only Lady Raven in double-figure scoring. Again, this is a particularly low-scoring contest this far in. For Cobra Stockton, 15 of their 38 points belong to Mackenzie Latham. 11 more belong to Olivia Hopp. Then they've got a player with 5, 1 with 3, and 2 with 2. So it has been Latham and Hop doing all the damage for Cover Stockton, who continues to like the outside shot, where they're hitting, what, 8 of 16? 50%. Benedictine is hitting 3 of 15. The Lady Ravens, 20% from three-point range in the game today. Benedictine with the basketball. It's going to be taken away from Josie Weiser. She'll turn it over again. Josie having a tough afternoon. Cover down the right side with it, trailing it by a pair. Top side with the basketball will come the Lady Wildcats, and they're going to throw it away. Miscommunication up top side between Ortiz and Latham, and the Ravens are going to get it back in front of the Culver bench. 9:40 to go in the game. Back up the floor, Kennedy Nicholson for BC. Left side is going to be Aaliyah Raines. Raines will have it knocked out of her hands, and it's going to be saved by Culver Stockton. And now we will have Raines reaching in, picking up the foul. Aaliyah will have her first foul today, and it'll be the, obviously, first fourth quarter foul for Benedictine. Back up the floor with it. CSC into the forecourt, dishing it over to the right side. It's going to be Ortiz. Both of the Ortiz sisters in the game right now. This is going to be Waterhouse. She'll work down to the baseline, try to back in on JJ. Feet over the left side. Ortiz, hook shot, got it. So the little hook shot is going to be up and in by Kiana Ortiz. Her first points of the game, and it ties it up at 40. 9 minutes to go. Feet underneath. Two for Kennedy Nicholson. What a great game she's having. Benedictine back up by a pair. 42-40. 8:50 to go in the game. Culver takes it over to the right side of the lane, about a step above the block. Now their little reverse layup rolls all the way around the rim. It's no good. And the rebound cleared away by Jacobs. Jennifer hands it over to Kennedy Nicholson, who will do the ball and handle it yours and bring it across midcourt. Comes out on top to Josie. Weiser drives right, starts down the lane, dumps it over into the right edge. Cutting into the middle is going to be Jacobs. Back over to the left is going to be Nicholson. Pulls up, jump shot for two, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked away, lost out of bounds, and will go out of play off Benedictine. 42-40, Lady Ravens in front. Now 8:20 to play. Nice crowd on hand here this afternoon. If you're looking for something to do, honest to goodness, I think I saw Santa Claus out there talking to some of the kids in his chair. So there's always that. 8 minutes left. Back over to the right side, and Culver with the ball in front of their bench, shot clock in single digits. Kiana Ortiz again with it over to the left side. Kennedy Nicholson dislodges the ball, but it's going to be picked up by a Wildcat player. Latham will shoot from the outside, and they will wave off that hit three in favor of the foul, which preceded it down at the baseline, and a blocking foul on Benedictine, and that'll quickly be a couple of fouls by Aaliyah Raines. So Raines will pick up foul number two. Don't forget to get free admission into the game today, bringing in new unwrapped toy. Now we got a official coming over to the scorer's table. Coach Bruggen in the background is having a word with one official. Coach Bruggen is making it very clear where she stands on this. Another official comes over and talks to Benedict and head coach Chad Folsom. And now they're going to call the players off the floor. And I'm not sure what's going to transpire. I don't see anybody coming over to the video. Now maybe they're going to do that. Joseph, let's take a little break while they sort this business out. What do you say? We got a timeout here. Coming at 7:53 to play in the game. The score remains Benedictine's Lady Ravens 42, Culver Stockton 40.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates? Right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Well, after a substantial consultation among themselves, the officials have now decided to go to the video replay. I think they're trying to determine at what point the shot went up or at what point the foul occurred and seeing what the sequence of those events were. So they're still working on that. The Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Basketball standings find Central Methodist and Culver Stockton tied for the top spot, both at 4-0. Central Methodist 8-0 overall. Culver Stockton, as we've been talking about, is 9-1. Right behind him is Grandview at 3-1. Then just about everybody else is 2-2, followed by Baker at 1-2, Park 1-3, Grayson 1-4, Peru State 0-4. Games going on around the conference today. Noontime contests find, along with this one, Baker at Peru, Mount Mercy at Evangel, and Clark at Missouri Valley. 2 o'clock ladies games will involve Central Methodist at Penn, Mid-America at Graceland, and Grandview is going to be over at Park. So, speaking of which, we're going to be at Park next week. And then right on Tuesday night, Benedictine at Park University. So there's that. And the officials are still burning daylight here. And a group that seemed like they were pretty decisive. Seemed like they didn't have any trouble making decisions earlier in the game, but apparently having a problem making one here. And I understand. I understand the gravity of the call and the importance of every trip right now. It is a close game. It is in the fourth quarter, 42-40, and they are going to say the call they had originally made is going to be the call that is stood with the foul on Aaliyah Raines. So they will wave off the three-point shot. Culver's going to be putting it in play at their offensive baseline, 20 put on the shot clock, and here comes CSC with a basketball down 2. Long pass coming out on top. That's going to be Ortiz trying to back in, spins in, rotates left shot, no good. Gets your own board, follows up, no good, and they're going to have a foul on Kennedy. Nicholson will commit the personal foul for Benedictine. For Kennedy, it'll be foul number 2 this afternoon. For the Lady Ravens, I've got, I believe, 3 fourth quarter fouls now. 2 of them belong to Aaliyah Raines. Free throw here is up and good. And Aaliyah Ortiz, after missing 2, hits that one and has her 4th point of the day. This could be serious as the game goes on. Culver Stockton has not committed a 4th quarter foul yet. Ortiz will hit both free throws, and we're tied again now at 42. 7:36 left. The pass into the middle is going to go off the hands of Jennifer Jacobs. There's a turnover, and it's a 3-on-1 break. The driving shot by Latham is up. It's no good. Jacobs comes down with a rebound. She'll drive it up the court. Take it down the right side. Who knew she could bring it up with those kind of a ball handling skills? Gets it over to Kennedy Nicholson. 7-11 to go in the game. The feed underneath. The shot rains. Good assist to Jacobs. Aaliyah Raines has 8 points, and it's 44-42. Benedictine, and we're at 7:05 to go. Top side with it for Culver Stockton is going to be Kiana Ortiz. Kiana dishes it left wing. Lathrum comes toward the top. Mathrum is good, a senior from New London, Missouri, only 5'4", and their leading scorer. And a shot is up and missing. Here's Benedictine. Josie backs away, squares up. Three, Josie Weiser. There's the shot she's been looking for this afternoon. Josie at 8 points now, and Benedictine, 47-42 leaders, up by five early in the game. They led by six, but beyond that, it is our largest lead since mid-opening quarter. As the ball comes up the floor, we will have a whistle, and that is going to be, I believe, the fourth foul on Jennifer Jacobs. So Jennifer Jacobs will have her fourth foul and quickly come out of the game. Mia Siraka will come in for her. Cover with it around to the right side. It's going to be Waterhouse with it. Comes out on top to Latham. Latham leans in for the Leah Ray. Drains the interrupt. Feed over to the left side. Here's about a 17-footer coming up short. The rebound from underneath Ortiz, the 13-footer. Falling away shot, no good. Rebound is on the floor once again. And as Reigns wraps it up, the jump ball gets called. Possession arrow, Culver Stockton. 6:03 to play. Now the officials having another little conversation on the right side. You can hear the cheering on of his team by Chad Folsom, Lady Raven head coach, down in front of us as we're atop the stands here, but behind the benches. Around the left side, Ortiz, hook shot, good. That is Aaliyah Ortiz, her seventh point. 47-44, Lady Ravens. 5:49 to go. Benedictine only by three. BC patiently with this possession. Comes out on top. And the shot goes up as there's a player on the floor. They wave off the shot. Let's see what the call is going to be. The foul is on Culver Stockton. And coming up off the floor for CSC, Kiana Ortiz. 5:38 to play. Here in the game, Ravens are going to put it in play again. Now from underneath, and as she goes up, Reigns is fouled from behind. This one again is going to be on Kiana Ortiz. So Ortiz will pick up two fouls in less than 5 seconds and put Benedictine at the free throw line where Aaliyah Reigns will come up. Aaliyah has not had a free throw opportunity yet this afternoon. She's a 57% free throw shooter, and that one will not go. Aaliyah coming into the game today, 16 of 28 at the free throw line, but she averages over 10 a contest. She has got 8 right now. Reigns taking her time. Little right-hand dribble in front of her. Sends this one up, and it won't go in either. Rebounding it down, Culver Stockton. Lady Wildcats into the forecourt with the basketball. They're going to drive it down the right side. Their running shot is going to be up, and it's going to be in for Culver. The bucket by Katie Webb. Her first points of the game. Make it a one-point contest. 47-46, Benedictine. 5:19 to go. Ball is going to get away down to the baseline. Get myself logged back in again here quick, and the ball lost out of bounds. It will be Benedictine basketball. You're going to get Weiser checking out for Riley Wade. 5:17 left in the game. Wade Kramer, Karis Quillo, Reigns, Misuraka, the Benedictine five right now. BC will drive in. Reigns kicks it back. Twyla, 18-footer, perfect. Twyla Carasquillo has 6. 49-46, Benedictine, and we've got 5 minutes to play. Back out over to the right side with it. It's going to come Latham. McKenzie, reverse layup, drives across underneath and scores. McKenzie Latham, 17 points, keeps her team close at 49-48. 4:40 to go. Underneath the reverse layup on the other end, Allie Kramer. She says, if you can do it, I can do it. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout after the score. Taking a break, Joseph. 4:36 left in this contest. Lady Ravens 51, Culver Stockton 48.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedict is on the floor with Allie Kramer, Twyla Karras, Quillo. You've got Aaliyah Rains out there, Kyra, Misty Rocca, and Riley Wade. Those are the Benedictine Five. For Culver Stockton, Latham, Ortiz, Webb, and Waterhouse Brennan. Waterhouse Brennan rounds it out. She's down at the four spot. Culver with the basketball, trailing by three. Over to the right side. Here's a shot, looking to tie it up, but it won't go down. Offensive rebound, followed up, missed. Rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it'll be Benedictine basketball. Back up court with it will come BC. Neither coach taking the opportunity to make any adjustments to its lineup on the floor as we go inside 4 minutes to play. Kramer will bring it up. Allie into the forecourt. Feeds to Misty Rock at the free throw line. With her back to the rim, she's run into, nearly loses it, gets it back. The jump shot up and good. Rains for two. 10 points to Leah Rains. 53-48. 3:45 to go. Benedictine is forging in a 5-point lead and a shot at the other end. The bucket is good, plus one. Ortiz will get the bucket, come to the free throw line and for Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Mr. Rocca. Kyra will pick up her second foul this afternoon. And coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Kiana. So Kiana Ortiz hits the bucket. Looking for the free throw. It is on its way. No. Rebound slapped away. It's out of bounds and off Culver Stockton. Benedictine is going to have a back hit. We're going to get a timeout. Yeah. CSC is going to take a break. So shall we. Joseph, down to 3:41 to play in the ladies' game. Benedictine 53, Culver 50.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Happy to have you with us here on CARE Radio as the Benedictine Lady Ravens battling with a very good Culver Stockton team. Lady Wildcats are 4-0 and tied for the top spot of the conference, a 9-1 overall record for Benedictine and Coach Folsom. It is going to be Rains and Kramer, Karras Quillo, Weiser, and Jacobs. Culver Stockton out of the court. Ortiz and Edding. Waterhouse Brennan. Bell Jenner and Latham. Here we go. And into the forecourt with it for Benedictine. It's going to be Aaliyah Rains. She'll work her way around the left side. 3.5 minutes to play. Shot clock already at 20. Skip pass into the middle to Twyla. She gets doubled up down to the baseline. Has the ball stripped out of her hands. It's going to be stolen away by Culver Stockton. Edding coming up with the basketball and bringing it up the court. She'll work her way across. Avery Edding, a 5'6" freshman from Hallsville, Missouri, averages over 10 a game. and she's got two so far here today. We're at 3 minutes to play. The three for Edding, and there it is. You knew she was due. Raymond gave her a look, and she ties the game at 53. So we're starting over with 2:50 to go. Benedictine back up the floor. Kramer goes cross court. A long three for Weiser, rather short, and the rebound tipped around a couple of times. Jacobs will haul it down. Kicks it over to the left side to Kramer. Allie, look away pass, comes off on top to Reigns. Back over to Allie, deep in the right side. The feet outside the block. The dish to the left side. The shot by Weiser. Won't go in again. Rebound to go back down. Cover Stockton. 2:20 to play. Benedictine not shooting well from the floor. And right now, they've got themselves in a tie game with a very good Culver team. 2:10 left. CSC with the basketball on offense. Works it back off on top to Edding. Shot clock's at 5 and at 4. At 3, the feed comes in the middle with 2 and with 1. And they don't get it off! Culver Stockton does not get a shot. The Lady Raven defense had them stymied. And head coach Bergen yelling at her team, take a shot, and they did not. A minute 59 to play. Benedictine has got Jennifer Jacobs playing at the 5. At the 3-4, it looks like you're going to have Reigns and Weiser. The pass underneath is going to be lost by Nicholson, and Benedictine is going to turn it over. Cobra on the outlet, right side, Latham. She's been absolutely outstanding. Top side, it goes to Tenner. Culver background to the left side with a minute and a half to go in this tie game. The feed to the middle is going to be batted, but saved by Culver. Shot clock at 11. Culver will get a give and go. The layup underneath is good. Wild winner by Kennedy. What a shot, Kennedy Nicholson. 16 points. We're tied again at 55. 47 seconds to go. The right side three. It's up and good. For Culver Stockton, Edding, she has come off the bench and back-to-back threes, makes it 58-55 Culver. For Benedictine, the question is, do you look for three? You take a two and hope for a foul. We're going to have a Culver Stockton blocking foul. Now multiple substitutions. CSC and Benedictine making offensive and defensive switches. It'll be Josie Weiser putting it into play. Benedictine with the basketball at 20 on the shot clock. Out on top, Kennedy Nicholson. In the early part of the game, she had the hot hand. Out on top of this is going to be JJ. Over to the left to Weiser. She wants Twyler, who shakes her head no. JJ will dump it over to the right side. The feed in the middle is batted free. Stolen away. Benedictine turns it over. 16, 15. Ravens have got to foul somebody. 14, 13. And finally, Weiser commits the foul. 12 seconds left. Benedictine in a little disarray on that possession. Did not get, I am very sure, the shot they wanted. In fact, a couple of players passed up three-point shots that would not take them. And coming to the free throw line for Culver Stockton is going to be Edding. She can make it a multiple possession lead. Free throw, no good. One more shot coming up. Remember, Avery Edding, she came out here and was able to knock down two big three-point shots. Second free throw. It's good, and it's a two-possession lead. And we're getting a timeout. Joseph, a break. 12 seconds to play. Wildcats 59, Benedictine 55.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Well, all of that afternoon that Benedictine has had shooting trouble from the outside. They're going to look for a little Nolan Jim magic here with 12 seconds to play. They'll have the basketball, but are trailing by 4. However, I'm aware that there is such a thing as a 4-point play down the court. I have seen that happen before. Benedictine needs one of those right now. It's 59-55, Culver Stockton. Culver on the afternoon, 21-52. That's hitting 40% of their shots. They're 10 of 20, 50% 3-point shooting. Benedictine 24-51 from the floor, but only 4 of 17 from the outside. 24% from 3-point range for the Lady Ravens. They're also 3 of 9 at the free throw line, 33% at the free throw line. Here comes Benedictine. The feed will come into the middle. The pass over to the left side. The Ravens are going to throw it away, and it's loose. It's on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds to Culver with 4 seconds left. We got a Culver player who's got a gimpy and hobbling a little bit. She wants to come out of the game with 4 seconds left. She asks the official to stop the contest, and basically he's going to take a timeout here. Culver Stockton is going to switch out and bring Avery Edding back in for Mackenzie Latham and for Benedictine. We'll hold on to it right here, Joseph. I expect this to be a relatively brief halt of play. 59-55, Culver Stockton. Ravens up by 5 with 6:24 to go. Culver Stockton, since then, has outscored Benedictine 17-8. Lady Ravens coming out of the court. It's going to be Jacobs and Karis Quillo and Nicholson, Brains, Weiser. Let's see who Culver is going to have. Ortiz and Edding. Waterhouse, Brennan, Webb, and it looks like Ortiz again. The inbound, and the Ravens are going to commit a quick foul. That's going to be Kennedy Nicholson picking up her third. Raven team foul 5, and that's going to put Culver at the free throw line. And if they are successful at the line, and Ortiz is an extremely good free throw shooter, it will skew what the final score will look like. And this shot is up and good. Leah Ortiz has had a 5-point fourth quarter. But even bigger, Avery Edding has had 7 here in the fourth. Second free throw is up. It's no good. Ravens fight over the rebound. And the clock does not start. It's BC with the rebound. Takes a timeout. And again, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. They'll be very briefly out of this. Benedictine coming into the ballgame today, led by Josie Weiser with 16.3 a game. Double figures also for our Jennifer Jacobs. 10.4, Aaliyah Rain, 10.1. Rains has gotten her 10 tonight. Jennifer Jacobs has not. She's picked up 4 points today. Kennedy Nicholson, averaging a little over 7, has had a 16-point day. She's just been outstanding all afternoon. 7 of 11 from the floor today for Kennedy Nicholson with 3 rebounds and assists. BC ready to put the ball in play. Culver Stockton ready to get on the bus and head back to Kent. For Benedictine, it'll be Josie Weiser to inbound it. 1.2 seconds left, and the Ravens down by 5. Weiser looks to bring it in. Looking. They will lob it down low. It's not going to work, and now there's a half a second somehow. That inbound into just a mass of people beneath the rim. Probably not going to get a lot out of that. Here's going to be Nicholson putting it in. She'll lob it out on top. And the Ravens want to pass the ball around with less than a second to go. The game's over. Final score this afternoon. Culver Stockton, 60. Benedictine, 55. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Well, for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, the game started off a little slowly, found themselves trailing early, and then were able to battle back, took a lead, and after three quarters were up by a couple of points, having held Culver Stockton to only 8 third quarter points. But CSC turned up the offense, scored 22 in the fourth quarter, and took a 60-55 win here this afternoon. For Culver Stockton, only two players in double figure scoring, with Mackenzie Lathrum leading the way. She led all scorers, 17 points today, 11 for Olivia Hopp. Coming off the bench, getting 7 in the fourth quarter, Avery Edding had 9 today, 8 in the afternoon for Aaliyah Ortiz, who had also 5 in the fourth quarter. Big fourth quarter for Culver Stockton. Kiana Ortiz had 4, and it was a couple apiece for Nia Taylor and Olivia Hopp. Thank you. For Benedictine, outstanding afternoon. Didn't get much better than how Kennedy Nicholson had it go for her today. Kennedy, 16 points to lead her team in scoring. Following her, it was Aaliyah Raines in double figures with 10. It dropped pretty quickly. Josie Weiser, 8. All of them in the second half did not score in the first half. 6 today for both Allie Kramer and Twyla Carasquillo. 4 this afternoon, Jennifer Jacobs. 3, Kiana Herrera and Kyra Mizuraka. Ends the game with only 2 points today. Benedictine tumbles to 4-6 on the season and 2-3 in the conference, while Culver Stockton is already double-figure wins. We talk about 20 being the magic number. They're halfway there, 10-1, and now 5-0 in the conference. A big road win for Culver today. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We'll have Ben's College basketball coming up approximately the top of the hour. But right now, after the ladies' game, final score once again, Culver Stockton 60, Benedictine 55. We'll return shortly with the guys, but right now it's back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got song, he's got dance, he's got all kinds of entertainment waiting for you.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.